And I'm John Norton. This is Morning Edition from NPR and WGLT. Brandon Lusala is a first-generation African-American. He says he still navigates stereotypes about African immigrants from both black and white people in America. His parents immigrated from what was then the Congo when State Farm recruited his father to work in Bloomington. Lusala talked with WGLT for the series Living Black in Bloomington Normal. The Internet auto sales representative attended elementary through high school in Bloomington Normal and now lives in suburban Atlanta, Georgia. Lusala remembers racist comments from both black and white students during his time in the Twin Cities. Unlike the hush-hush nature of those comments in Bloomington Normal, though, he says people in Georgia don't sugarcoat those comments.
I just had a conversation with someone who asked me, well, Brandon, what did African people think of slavery? Like, did they think it was a good thing, like a free trip to America?
That's a stunning question.
It floored me that that was something that was asked prominently. Like, I had another coworker who flat out said, well, I like to be referred to as Black American. I don't want to be called African. I'm not African. And she pointed at me and she said, you're African. And I explained and I said, well, I was born here, so I'm just as American as you are. And on the other hand, if you go deep enough in your family, you're going to find someone who's like me, the first generation born here. So I've noticed here, people are very quick to denounce African people as a whole. They're very quick to badmouth them. They look at it like it's a negative.
I talked with a woman recently who said, what you're just describing, all of this stuff you have to navigate and think about, it's like living life plus. I have all the anxieties, I have all the stresses that any person have, plus I have systemic racism. I have all the worries about my kids getting good grades, plus I've got to deal with comments like you just talked about. How would you describe what you have to deal with every day and what that adds to your life?
To use an analogy, it's like walking through a minefield. I have to always make my way throughout my day. Like, for example, when I go to work, I have to think to myself that, okay, they may say something like I just told you, but I have to always know that if I respond the wrong way, it's going to blow up and it's going to create a major problem. So I'm always thinking to myself, remember, Brandon, be careful. Somebody's going to say the wrong thing. You have to control how you react because that's all you can do at the end of the day, you know?
I've asked a lot of questions from my perspective, and you certainly wanted to talk about being a first generation African American and how that experience, you know, might be a little bit different than others have experienced here. Is there anything else you'd like to add or something that you feel I missed that you would like to get across?
The main thing I just wanted to use this platform to say is, like, as an African American, you know, we're looked at a first generation. When you see that close link between us and Africa, people look at that as like a negative. And it's something where for the long time, I felt like it was the divide amongst Black people in general. We've all seen the whole thing of, oh, light skin versus dark skin, long hair versus curly hair. But nobody wants to acknowledge that divide of, like, there's still Native American Black people who look down at Africans in general. And that's one thing I wanted to acknowledge and make sure I vocalize.
Can you expand on that a little bit?
Sure. You know, with what I've said throughout this interview, you know, I've given a lot of examples of it, and it's something that is prevalent, like in school, even something as like finding out their names. Like, I had people who made fun of me for my last name being Lusala. What is that? Where are you from? You know, people used to call me Kunta Kinte in school, the character from Roots. You know, I had a lot of people who would laugh at that and still, you know, try to make me view that as a negative and kind of not be proud of who I am. And I think that's something that in the current times that needs to be addressed. Not only is there that issue amongst how with racism in general, but there's the issue of how as Black people, we treat each other. That's something that I hope and I pray is addressed you know, in this current time and current climate.
Brandon Lusala attended school in Bloomington Normal and now lives in suburban Atlanta, Georgia. He spoke with WGLT for the series Living Black in Bloomington Normal. More of this conversation and all the stories in the series are available now at WGLT.org.